Good morning, a Thursday morning, and that means Jim Kevlin, editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and AllOutSego.com, joins us. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, David.
You're talking about your county treasurer serving in the National Guard while being deployed in Djibouti in January, but still able to function as the county treasurer while all that's happening.
Yes, sir. Otsego County's previous treasurer, Dan Kroll, was a captain of the New York National Guard. While in office, he was deployed to Eastern Europe during the 2013 crisis in Ukraine. When he stepped down in 2016, he supported his deputy, Alan Ruffles, to succeed him. Well, wouldn't you know, Ruffles was also in the 403rd Civil Affairs Battalion out of Syracuse, a sergeant. And last January, he was also deployed, this time to Camp Lemoneer in Djibouti on the Horn of Africa. Here's the difference a few years can make. Back in 2013, Dan had to bring back a retired deputy treasurer and have him appointed acting county treasurer. During his year away, Dan was pretty much out of touch. Not so this time. No one needed to stand in for Alan. The county tech director, Brian Piccone, did a little scouting around and came up with a software program called Zoom. The company was founded in San Jose in 2013 and is having a growth spurt. Piccone set up Ruffles so he could continue to function as county treasurer from 11,446 miles away and could video conference with his office at 197 Main Street here in Cooperstown at will. The real test began in August when work on the 2020 county budget got underway. Piccone set up a large screen in the county board's conference room, and Ruffles could pretty much participate in the discussions and decision-making as if he were in the room. The deputy treasurer, Andrew Chrisman, told me the time difference between here and Djibouti is 8 hours, and that worked well, too. Ruffles would finish his workday just about the time the county board's budget committee met. It was seamless. The budget came out last week. It's under the Cuomo administration's 2% tax cap, and it has funding for some forward-looking programs, expensive energy-saving renovations, adjustment for the state legislature's justice reforms, and as we mentioned a few weeks ago, money for a prospective county manager. So as you can imagine, the discussions were vigorous. After the budget came out, I interviewed Alan from Djibouti. He was wearing an orange New York Central Mutual t-shirt and a mustache, which he plans to shave before he gets back. Ruffles' mission was to help develop anti-poaching programs, and he said he prepared the budget not just from Djibouti, but from Tanganyika, Burundi, and Uganda, sometimes stringing up equipment and trees. He's due home early in the new year, and with a wife and two kids here in Cooperstown, you can imagine he's looking forward to it.
Jim Kevlin, editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and AllOutSego.com, where you can go to read this story and much, much more. Always a pleasure, Jim. We'll catch up with you next week.
Thank you, David.